Well, hey everyone. I hope you're doing well and having a great morning. Really good to be together, and especially the music today. Just appreciated that so much. Just wanted to share with you today a word that I was meditating on the past week that I felt inspired by, and I hope that I can relay that inspiration to you this morning. But you know, the word worship, when we talk about the word worship, we know that it's all encompassing of our life. It's not just about the songs we sing, the praise we give, or like Sunday morning services. Worship is encompassing of our whole life, and I recognize that, but I'm going to just take a little bit of a specific taste of worship today. And like, you know, worship in a sense in our whole life is like the Galatians passage of the fruit of the Spirit. We know that the fruit of the Spirit is evidence of things that are taking place in our lives. So, you know, goodness and, you know, joy, love, all these things, these kindness, these things are developing in our lives through worship of giving ourselves to God. And so we know that those things start to take place in our life and we bear fruit. And it's evidence that God is working and that we are people of worship. But today, you know, I just want to concentrate on one area. And way back when I was an older kid and a young teenager, when my mom or my sister would come in and try to, try to wake me up in the morning, I was dead silent. You know, there was no way they were going to be able to wake me up. They'd wake me up, but then I wouldn't speak. I wouldn't talk. You wouldn't get anything out of me till after I'd, laid there for a while, got up slowly, went in the washroom, you know, maybe had some breakfast. It would take a while for me to get going verbally. And sometimes I feel like we're kind of like that as believers sometimes. We're silent, we're quiet, we're contained within. And I like to suggest today that there's something we need to do, because over time I develop so that when you wake me up in the morning, there might still be mornings I don't speak. My wife can maybe, you know, show that. But I am way, way past, you know, that. It doesn't take me hours anymore, just a couple minutes to get my head together. So anyway, worship begins in the inner man, the inner person, and in both mind and heart, but seldom should it stay there. There's something about worship that needs to be expressed, most especially in words, and whether it's spoken or sung. And the scripture sometimes calls it the fruit of our lips. So like the fruit of the Spirit is evidence of things that are taking place within, but also the fruit of our lips or praise also shows the condition of our heart or inside. Like many other aspects of spiritual growth, praise is something that we develop through a process. As we gain knowledge and understanding of who God is and what he has done, we learn and develop a great appreciation for him. We get a deep sense of gratitude in our life and thankfulness. And humility is birthed. You know, and humility grows because then we begin to understand who God is and who I am in that process of Christ. And so it's something we develop in this process of life as we more and more gain understanding and knowledge of him. You know, Psalm 89:15 says this: "Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord." Let me just make it really simple. The more we walk in our relationship with him, the more we learn to acclaim him. And really that whole context of that verse means that we learn to acknowledge God, and in our praise and in our adoration and our knowledge and growth of him, we begin to have this joy in our lives, a joy that's like a fountain that springs up within us. So that word acclaim really has the connotation of a shout or a blast of war, setting an alarm. You know, it's joy. So, you know, it's like it's our spirit inside recognizing what we're feeling about God, and we basically, you know, acknowledge it, shout it out, acclaim it, have deep joy that bursts from not just holding it in, but we actually speak the words of praise and joy. As we learn, praise is like a geyser where the pressure builds up under the surface until it has no option but to burst and come forth. If we're not learning and developing, our knowledge of God, if we're not developing an appreciation for Him or a deep gratitude or thankfulness, or we're not learning humility, it's going to be awfully hard for us to express ourselves in praise and adoration and to be like that geyser coming out. You know, in Yellowstone National Park, there's Old Faithful, the geyser there, and some of you have likely been there. I personally haven't. But the way that they discovered this thing is that it regularly, at certain intervals, sprung up and just did it itself, where it would come up and burst. And, you know, I was thinking of that picture and thinking, do we regularly as Christians, as believers, as those who know God and know what He's done, are we the kind of people that that there's an overflow of our hearts from inside where we just can't help but express to God our praise and our gratitude and our words of thanks and appreciation? You know, it's not something that can stay inside when we really begin to grasp, you know, who God is and what He's done for us and who He is in our life. You know, Psalm 9, 1 and 2 says this: I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. You know, I will give thanks with all my heart and I'll speak of His wonders. I'm going to be glad and I'm going to sing praise to Him because of who He is and what He's done. Psalm 29, verse 2 says, ascribe or give to the Lord the glory due His name. You know, we can't just hold that in. We've got to give Him the glory that's due Him and His name. Isaiah 25, verse 1 says this: O Lord, You are my God. I will exalt You. I'll give thanks to Your name, for You have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. You know, it's not something that's always about the group. It's about you as an individual and myself as an individual. You know, it's where we say that, God, I will exalt You. I personally need to take that action in my life. And when we come together, even in a church service, you know, and we're all together in a group, in a room, we don't leave it till somebody else to explain or exclaim praise or somebody else to sing, but that we all participate because we all have a personal relationship with God. We have a personal experience with God, and God has done great things in our life. And so we too want to express with everybody else. And that's really what coming in unity is like, where we come with one like-mindedness and heart, where we begin to sing and we begin to praise and begin to speak thanks to the Lord. But we do that personally, each of us. We all participate in that. Deuteronomy 10, 20 and 21. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve Him and cling to Him, and you shall swear by His name. He is your praise and your God, who has done great things and awesome things for which your eyes have seen. You see how that is? You know, God is our praise. He's our God, and we have seen Him in our life do great things and personally touched our lives. And so we express ourselves to Him and give thanks to Him because of those things that our eyes have seen and we've experienced. Hebrews 13, 15 says this: through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name. Oh, I love that. You notice how the focus of the verse is Jesus? You know, through Jesus, you know, in Jesus, let's continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Only those who have spent time with God, only those that really have focused their attention, their eyes, their mind, their heart on Jesus, are going to know in their confession of Him as Lord, the great joy that there is in that relationship. And they're the ones that can express it through truly grateful, fruitful lips of praise. You see, you have to know Him. You have to experience Him. And if you have, then you should be able to, as it just bursts inside of you, you should be able to profess and confess and praise and give thanks to God. You know, there's much that Scripture talks about what lips produce, both good and bad. And the essence of it always points back to the heart. You know, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks in Matthew 12. So whatever's going on in our life and in our heart, whatever's in there is going to come out in our words and in our actions. It's what expresses, you know, what our heart is like is going to be expressed by us outwardly. And so we want to make sure that we are birthing good fruit in our heart and in our life. And if we want to be worshiped, we want worship to be more than just lip service, where we just sort of, you know, act like robots in our faith. And we say the right things, or we try to do some of the right things, but in our heart, we just haven't given our life to Christ. You know, we've got to attend our hearts so that we do speak, and we do live, and we do act, and we do praise and exalt God for who he is and his glory. You know, if we want to have the kind of things where we produce the fruit of the lips that confess his name and that continue to offer to God a sacrifice of praise, then we've got to be intentional. We've got to cultivate a heart that builds up such godliness and love and honor for God that we intentionally are doing this and cultivating this so that internally there's pressure of gratitude and adoration that just has to come out. Verbally speaking and singing praise to God is important because it's a fruit of what's taking place in our heart. You know, even us toughest of guys, you know, we don't want to sing out loud, or we don't want to speak praise out loud. I challenge you. You know, it's not about how tough we are or the fact that we're men. Because, I mean, ladies, some of you are in the same kind of condition. You know, we basically just want to learn to speak his praise. If you don't think you have a great voice and you don't want to sing loud, then sing a little bit. Hum. You know, it's okay. If you're in your vehicle and no one's around, it doesn't matter what you sound like. God likes it. But the fact of the matter is that we just speak it out. Speak praise out to God. Give God thanks out loud. You know, we need to teach, we need to guard, and we need to maintain our hearts so that we can honor him. Psalm 63, 1-8 says this, "O God, you're my God. I will seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. You know, my flesh yearns for you in a dry and a weary land where there is no water. Thus I've seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praise with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, and I meditate on you in the night watches, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me." Love this psalm, because it really has a flavor, a temperature, an attitude where a person just can't contain themselves. As they go and they know God and they have a relationship with God, they realize how powerful that is, how amazing that is, and they just can't help but meditate or think or praise or sing about God. You know, it says, "My lips will praise you, so I will bless you as long as I live." Why is that? It's the sentence before, "Because your loving kindness is better than life." This person, this psalmist, this David, he's understood that God is greater and more important than everything else. His loving kindness is better than everything else. And so he praises him with his lips and blesses him throughout his life. You know, also, I've learned something about kind of a gauge of my life. You know, and I find that I've learned when I wake up in the morning. Remember, I used to not be able to speak. So now what I try to do is the first thing that I engage myself with is I've trained myself to just think about God. And it wavers sometimes between song, but I usually like to have a song in my heart to sing to God, you know, a melody kind of in the morning. But sometimes it just comes out as praise or prayer or thankfulness. But anyway, you want to sort of meditate, practice so you can do that. But I have found that if you wake up in the morning and the first thing you put your mind to do is to acknowledge God and to praise and to sing or praise or give him thanks for just a few moments, you know, to start your day that way, that it does amazing stuff throughout your day. It gives you an opportunity to be much more prepared in your mindset and in your attitude for the day ahead. you're in a good place in your faith as you practice this meditation and training ourselves to meditate on Him. Now, this is greatly accomplished. What happens when you wake up in the morning is greatly accomplished by how you go to bed at night. And I'm going to step on some toes here, and I'm stepping on my own, because sometimes I don't go to bed like this, where, as David said in Psalm 63 here, when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. So you make the last thing you do at night is where you take a few moments to meditate on God, to sing and remember Him, to sing about Him, to just praise, give thanks, just meditate on Him. Give Him that last spot of the day, so that when you wake up in the morning, He's the first thing that comes into your day. And of course, as he says, that he does it throughout his life, I would say that we need to continue throughout the day. Just continue to, every time we think of God, just sort of say a little thanks, a little word of praise for Him, so that it continues to be the culture that's being trained and grown in our lives. Psalm 71:8 says this: "My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all day long." Wow. Isn't that amazing, folks, that we can wake up in the morning? Well, let's start with night. We, at nighttime, meditate on Him when we go to bed, spend a few moments with Him, and to give Him thanks and praise. So then we wake up in the morning, He's the first thing that we want to engage in and praise and give thanks and just sing to. And then throughout the day, whenever we remember Him, we just continue to acknowledge Him and build that cultivation of fruit in our lives. And folks, when we do that, it's got to come out of our mouths. It's got to be the thing, like that geyser that is building up inside of us, of the gratitude that we have towards God. And then it just spills out in our praise to Him. You know, the goal in building a repetitive cycle of praise in our life and a meditation of God, is to get to know God more deeply. Because if we get to know Him more deeply, then we will learn to appreciate who He is and what He's done for us. We will learn humility and dependence on God. We will foster gratitude in our hearts. And then our lips will begin to praise Him, springing up from within us, from our heart. You know, Psalm 119, 171 begins this way. And I trust that this will be each of our confessions, where it says this: "My lips will pour forth praise." That's my heart today. That's my thought for us all, that we would really build our hearts up and our inside life with the knowledge of God and for all that He's done, and that we would all begin to appreciate and just begin to bear this humility and gratitude, so that we speak praise out. It's like Old Faithful, that we could all say that we're faithful to acknowledge God and to give Him the glory that's due His name. Let's pray. God, I do thank You today because You're a good God and You love us so much. And so, God, would You teach us to love You continually, that would be the goal of our lives, to so get to know You, to so dig deep into our relationship with You, that more and more we just so begin to appreciate You so much and fall so much in love with You, that from our hearts will come forth praise, God, and the fruit of our lips will be known to be those who can do nothing more than continue to speak Your praise, to continue to confess You, to continue to sing to You, God, and give You gratitude that You so richly deserve. We love You, God, and we give You all the glory and the praise. And God, in our hearts, in our minds, would You help us to foster at nighttime the opportunity, just the last thing we do before we go to bed and go to sleep, just to remember You and to meditate on You. And then, God, You'd give us good sleep, peaceful sleep. And when we wake up, God, would You put Your name in our minds and on our hearts, that we would call forth praise and song to celebrate You, God. And that throughout the day, the Holy Spirit would remind us and just help us to concentrate and think about You at various times, just to continue to offer praise. We just want to do that, God, because you deserve everything we can do to give you our praise and our thanks. Bless each person, God. Just fill their lives with your goodness. And oh God, pour your life and your joy into their being so that it just flows out. Thank you for each of them, God, in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Well, hey, I want to leave you with a verse or two here today from Psalm 34. And I hope that this again just speaks our testimony today, and that this will be the testimony, especially in this coming week, as I would encourage you to practice the night and the morning and the day thing with me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. Amen.